Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. It's a new year, which means New Year's resolutions. Of course, one of those resolutions, I gotta lose 50 pounds. But how can you do that? How can you stick to that resolution, not just for the next 6 weeks or so, but long term? This morning, we're going to talk to an expert in the field of nutrition, Mindy Black. Mindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, whenever I invite someone onto the show and I'm asking them to give a little bit of advice to my listeners, I like my listeners to be comfortable with who they're getting the advice from. So tell me about yourself, Mindy.
Okay. I am a registered dietitian, and I've been a dietitian for over 15 years now. I've been here in Jacksonville, Florida for about 10 years with a private practice. I see anyone from the high school athlete all the way up to the elite athlete, but then also normal people as well. So anyone that's trying to maybe reduce their blood sugars because of diabetes or reduce their weight or try to get off cholesterol medication, I see any of those type of people for nutrition.
And something that's pretty exciting, this is the only time we're going to talk about this. What else do you do? You said the elite athlete.
Yes.
Now, come on, you got to tell our listeners what else you do.
I am the team dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's awesome. So we know that this is a time of year where people, they are thinking about getting healthy. It may not last very long, unfortunately, but when we're talking about food, how early in life really should we really think about being healthy as far as our food is concerned?
It is actually never too early. We are finding studies that what your mother eats while you're in the womb can actually affect you later on in life. So really, we should be thinking, unfortunately, about nutrition from the moment that we can. Thinking about children's nutrition, things like getting the right amount of omega-3s in helps with brain activity. Getting enough fruits and vegetables helps ward off flus and cold and things like that. Just getting enough calcium helps with bone growth. So, you know, that's from the children's standpoint. We're learning more and more study-wise about our gut health and linking disease states to our gut health. So having a healthy gut can be linked, or unhealthy gut can be linked to depression. It can be linked to autoimmune diseases. It can be linked to, you know, cholesterol issues and things like that. So it's never too early to think about nutrition. It's also never too late to think about nutrition. So if you're someone sitting there thinking, oh, well, I'm done because I'm 48 and I've eaten Big Macs all my life, it's okay. We can reverse the trend, absolutely.
Oh, you know what? That means that there's help.
Yes.
Yes, there's hope for me. So let's talk about, what does a healthy plate of food look like?
Absolutely. A healthy plate would be balanced. So if you're, you know, looking at your plate and you've cut out an entire food group, or if you're looking at your plate and it's all the same color, then it's not going to be necessarily a healthy plate. So what we want to look for is balance. We want to look for lots of colors, and probably you want to aim for about half of your plate being fruits or vegetables, depending on the type of day, and then a fourth of your plate being a lean protein, and the other fourth being quality carbohydrates, so brown rice or quinoa or beans, things like that.
So I noticed you said, well, not all the same thing, because let's say you say, oh, well, you know what? I need protein. I don't need all those carbs. That's actually not a good thing.
Not a good thing. We can only digest a certain amount of protein at one sitting. So, you know, we've been kind of marketed to think more protein better. More protein, basically, if we're having more than what we need, we will break that down. Everything breaks down into sugar. So whether you're eating a candy bar or a piece of steak, eventually it breaks down into sugar. If your body cannot utilize it at that point in time, you store it as fat. So we can think, oh, I don't need carbs, I'm going to fill myself up on a 22-ounce steak. Unfortunately, that's not going to help to our end goal. It might be a short-term solution because carbohydrates do hold water. So anytime we go on a low carbohydrate or no carbohydrate diet, you automatically lose 5 to 7 pounds. We feel great that first week. That's because you lost all your water weight. None of that was body fat. So that's why people will say, if I even look at a piece of bread, I gain weight. That's because you gain your water weight back. We actually want to keep our water weight. That cushions your joints. That helps nutrients get around. We like our water. We want to lose body fat. So it's more of portion control than actually cutting out food groups.
All right, let's talk about what you just said, because you talked about water weight.
Yes.
So something I was looking at, and I know I'm not the only one, you know, you go onto social media and you see different things. And so one of the things I saw recently was someone, she said, well, I'm going to do a gallon of water every single day. And, you know, by the end of the week, I will have lost so many pounds. Is that good? Water is good for you, obviously, but is that a good way to go?
Water is good, and we can overdose on water, but it does take a lot. A lot of us, because we are afraid of that water weight, we will restrict our water. And what happens is we need a certain amount just to regulate your blood, your blood temperature. So if it's 110 degrees outside, it's not 110 degrees internally. We want to regulate that temperature. The second thing water does is it takes nutrients around through our body to deliver it to where they need to do. And the third thing it does is it helps chemically break down fat. So if we are trying to lose weight and we are dehydrated, you're on an uphill battle. We definitely want to be we want to be hydrated for that. We really don't need to necessarily say, I need a gallon or I need 8 cups. What you need to do is start off with half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weighed 200 pounds, then you need 100 ounces of water throughout the day. Once we get you there, you could not need that much, or you could need a little bit more. How we regulate that is if you're going to the bathroom every 90 minutes or so, and yes, I know 90 minutes is a lot, but 90 minutes or so, and it's clear, close to clear, then you're hydrated. If you notice that you're going to the bathroom every 10 or 20 minutes, then we can actually cut back on that water. You're going overboard. If you notice you're only going twice a day, then we actually need to increase that water a little bit, because that means we're dehydrated.
Okay, people, I know. You learn something new every day, because I'll tell you, I was going to start doing this whole gallon of water, you know, thing, and that's interesting.
You may not need a gallon.
May not need a gallon. When we're talking about losing weight, and we hear the word diet.
Yes.
Is dieting good?
Dieting is not good. If I could, you know, ask for one thing for people to do in 2017 is, with your resolution of weight loss or dieting, instead of that, resolve to learn how to eat. Because dieting tends to create problems. Think about all the diets that you've been on in the past. Generally, we feel deprived, we lose weight, we feel great, but then we gain it right back, plus 10, so we feel defeated. Lots of problems arise from that, gastrointestinal problems, things like that. So healthy eating actually creates solutions. So I really say, you know, strive to do smaller goals. So maybe this week it's drinking that water that you talked about. Maybe next week it's adding a vegetable serving to each one of your plates. Maybe the next week it's cutting back on some of the portion sizes. If you do achievable goals like that, when we look back 365 days from now, you have a completely different healthy eating plan, and you don't feel as deprived as if we decided, okay, tomorrow I'm cleaning out everything in my pantry and only eating vegan, organic food.
And then doesn't that make us angry? Or, you know, hangry?
Yes, yes. A lot of diets, especially the crash diets, you are hangry for a good part of the day. You may lose friends over it. And generally, we will end up being defeated. Anything that you cannot do for the rest of your life, you're not going to do for more than 20, 30 days probably. And so, yeah, you will see immediate results. But usually after another month, all of those lost pounds come back and find you. And you feel a lot more defeated, and you were just miserable the whole time.
If we get to that point, let's say we don't take this advice, because it's possible that we won't.
Right.
But then we think back to this interview and we say, well, okay, she said that I would feel defeated. What's the next step?
The next step is sitting down and really creating what you want goal-wise. So a lot of us will say, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Okay. If we just say that, what's our next step? So really break that down. Instead of having a huge goal of 50 pounds, because honestly, healthy weight loss is half a pound to 2 pounds a week. So if you're trying to lose 50 pounds and you lose half a pound the first week and you started going to the gym 7 days a week and you were eating really clean, that's really defeating. So instead of having, you know, you can have that as a long-term goal, but instead say each week I want to lose half a pound, or I want to lose a pound, whatever it may be, and have ways that you're going to do that. Maybe it's cutting out the 2 pieces of chocolate after dinner, or maybe it's walking 10 extra minutes a day. Whatever it is, actually write those down so that you have achievable goals. And so that when you don't lose that 2 pounds this week, you can look back and say, well, did I really do what I was supposed to do? What can I do to fix it?
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
What role does alcohol play in all of this?
Unfortunately, it can play a huge role. Alcohol is digested differently than any of our other foods. So we have three choices for our alcohol. It can be used as heat, it can be stored as fat, or it can be used as energy. So if you're planning a trip to Alaska and you're going to be shivering a lot, you can burn it off with shivering. If you're going out dancing, you can burn some of it off dancing. But the majority of us are socializing, sitting around while we're drinking alcohol. So unfortunately, it's going to be stored as fat. And the most common place it's stored is right in the gut area. So I'm a huge believer in moderation. However, I see people, if they are typical drinkers of having a drink or two each night or a couple nights a week, if we say, okay, let's cut that out for 30 days or 60 days, generally they see a huge difference, especially in the gut area.
Even wine,
unfortunately. Yes, wine does have healthy properties in a glass. If we're drinking a bottle, then it's a lot of calories, a lot of sugar.
How many servings or glasses of alcohol is okay for us to have in a week?
So we see health benefits for women, one glass or one serving, and men, two servings even a day. That can have health benefits and other things. However, if we're trying to watch over our calories, 3,500 calories is a pound of fat. So one glass of wine, 12 ounces of beer, and one shot of liquor is all about 100 calories. So just kind of think about how many calories you have adding up. And a lot of us, if we're having a couple glasses each week, after 2 or 3 weeks, that could be a pound. So, you know, like I said, I believe in moderation, but kind of figure out your balance of what's worth it and what's not. Another thing that I challenge a lot of my clients with is say, okay, well, that's 100 calories. Or if you're having liquor drinks and you're combining it with Coke or something that doubles the calories or triples the calories, okay, we're talking about 500 calories now. Are you willing to go walk 500 calories off? Because that would, you know, 1 mile is about 100 calories. So if you're willing to walk off the wine, then that's okay.
I just got a little bit depressed. So you said 1 mile is about 100 calories. Mm-hmm. Is that just walking, or let's say I'm on the elliptical?
It's a pretty similar for the elliptical. So yeah, usually we burn about 10 calories a minute-ish if you're, you know, really working. And so we want you to be able to talk, but you shouldn't be having a full-on conversation on your phone. If so, we need to work a little bit harder. If that's the case, then you're burning about 10 calories a minute. So it's usually about 100 calories a mile-ish.
Let's talk a little bit more about exercise.
Okay.
How many times a week should we exercise?
Depends where you're starting from. So all movement counts. And so if you're starting from nothing, I don't want you to wake up today and say, okay, I'm going to start working out 7 days a week, because that's not realistic for your current lifestyle. And so it might be, I'm going to make it to the gym, or I'm going to make it to the beach once a week this week or twice a week this week. But find little times that you can add your movement. So maybe you have a favorite TV show. Then every commercial, let's make sure that we're doing squats, or that we're running in place, or we're doing jump rope. Little things like that can add up. The studies show that we don't have to do 30 minutes in one conjoining session. We can do 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and it'll have the same benefits. So if you're someone that's not used to working out, then we need to just work up to it. Otherwise, aim for at least 30 minutes to an hour a day, giving one day off, because God had a day of rest, you get a day of rest.
Oh, I like that motto. I really do. Any movement helps. So how else can we incorporate movement into our life?
You know, if you live out the beaches and you can bike, or you can walk to the grocery store, or you can walk to a restaurant, that's going to be a much better option than driving the 5 minutes and parking and everything else. You can definitely burn more calories. If you're not in an area like that, you can do little things like park the farthest away of wherever you live, and so you at least have to walk further, or take the stairs. If you're living in a condo, take the stairs instead of taking the elevator each time. It doesn't have to be every time, but the more you do that, the better. If you sit at a desk all day long, taking breaks every hour or so and walking around and seeing people, or walking outside and taking a breather, those little things can make a big difference throughout the day.
And another thing, when we're thinking about exercise, someone says, well, you know what? I have a personal trainer, and that trainer says that I need to do weights. Is that going to make me build up like a bodybuilder? Some people have that thought.
Right. Absolutely. You will not turn into the He-Man looking machine unless you are really spending quite serious time in the gym and quite serious time in the kitchen. Abs are made in the kitchen. So if you are eating clean and you are working out with really, really heavy weights, then we can gain those muscles. But for the typical American that's going to go in and work out twice a week with weights, that's extremely beneficial on many different levels, and you're not going to look like He-Man or She-Ra when you walk out.
I love that you use those two. I haven't heard that in years.
Some might not know who He-Man and She-Ra are.
I know. Yeah. Oh, man. That took me back. I like that. Oh, that made me think of my childhood. So you said abs are made in the kitchen. What does that mean?
That means we cannot outwork a bad diet. So you can spend 5 hours a day in the gym if you want. But if you're leaving that gym and going and eating, you know, Big Mac with cheese and a milkshake, you've just kind of depleted all of that hard work. So we tend to overestimate our exercise and underestimate our eating. We tend to say, oh, well, I just went and walked 3 miles, so I deserve this piece of cheesecake. Well, the 3 miles was 300 calories. The cheesecake's 1,500 calories. So it doesn't quite equate that way. And that's one of the huge things I work with clients with, is not rewarding with food. So as we grow up, we kind of reward with food. If somebody dies, you bring over food. If you go out with your friends, you go out to eat. So then when we get to this point where we did something good, we think, oh, I deserve this food. No, you deserve a new outfit. You deserve a pedicure. You deserve something nice to yourself, but you don't deserve food. Food should be for fuel.
Don't reward with food.
You're not a dog.
That is so true. Oh, man, I love this
conversation. Most of us do it.
Yeah. And you know what? I have to say, to tell our listeners that part of this interview, of course, this is one of our topics for this particular quarter. But part of this interview is a little bit selfish because I'm learning a lot, too. Yeah. So anything else you want to add on this topic about how we can be healthier this year?
The biggest thing is the little steps so that you don't get defeated. So really being realistic and taking the little steps and making sure that, you know, you're educated about what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing and you're just finding a blog that says, oh, you should cut out this food or you should try this, there's no magic pill, there's no magic drink. Anything on the internet doesn't necessarily mean it's coming from a qualified person. So if it's just a blogger that's lost their own weight, that's their journey. Everybody has their own journey. And I really do encourage you to seek out professional opinions instead of just kind of looking up and finding the new hottest thing to do.
Please tell our listeners where they can find more information about you.
Absolutely. I have a website, Dietitians of Palm Valley. Dietitians is with a T. You can find me there. You can find me on Facebook with the same tagline. You can find me on Twitter, Dietitians of PV. And my number is 904-250-0075.
Mindy, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure.
And thank you as well for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. We really appreciate it. Next week, we're switching gears. We're talking to the CEO of JTA. We're talking about the initiatives going forward for 2017. We'll see you next week, everybody. Same time, same place. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot99.5.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.